Hey, After Buzzers, our gang is all here tonight, but Annalisa's gang is not all there. We still don't know who's missing from the wedding. We got babies everywhere, kidnapping. Stay tuned. We're talking How to Get Away with Murder Season 5, Episode 4 right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I love
Hey,
this
After
song.
Buzzers! I know, me too. Y'all, we are all here tonight.
Full panel.
So excited. Yeah. We're talking Season 5, Episode 4, an amazing episode tonight. I'm your host, April Wissenhant. Got my lovely panel with me.
Hey guys, JB Gray here. What's up?
Hey, Nadine Dalipal here. Welcome.
What is up? I'm CJ Walker back again.
Yes. Y'all, thank y'all so much for joining us in chat. We've already been reading them. I apologize for the delay in getting started, but y'all know we love it. Be sure to tell us what you thought about the episode, as well as giving us the thumbs up, liking on iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes, rate us, give us all that good stuff. Tell me what y'all thought about this episode, because it was information overload for me.
Yeah, it was. I think it's a big setup episode. I mean, we had a little bit of explosion here and there, especially with Connor. Man, we'll talk about that. But it was a setup, and I liked it, and we got some answers for a lot of things we were wondering. But I think next episode is going to be the big explosion.
I think this episode was extremely emotional. I was in tears by the end of it. So, it was awesome, though.
Yeah, I mean, I love this episode, and I loved last episode. I know, you know, I couldn't be here last week, but, you know, with that coinciding with this episode, a lot of my theories have changed about who I think is in the snow and, you know, who Gabriel is and who's Bonnie's kid, what's going on. But I'm really excited, so I'll save that for predictions.
Clearly, yeah. Gabriel's Annalisa's son.
We shall see. I found it, I really liked the episode. Of course, what happened at the end as well with Nate and everything, it was emotional for me as well.
Yes.
But I found myself a little more confused because I just have a lot of questions now about everything. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty typical of me with this show. So there we go. I want to talk first about the whole Nate, Annalise, and Bonnie baby situation. Nate just isn't giving up on this.
He's determined.
Yeah, and it tells Annalise, you know, goes after her and essentially says, you should tell her. First of all, I feel like that's putting pressure on Annalise, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Says that she should tell her because it gives her another chance. All of this unhappiness that she's experienced in her life, and it gives her a chance to kind of get that back. Do y'all think it's a good idea for Annalise to tell Bonnie or bad? Precursor to what happens in the episode, but did you think it's a good idea in general?
So I'm a little conflicted because I was thinking, why on earth is Nate so obsessed about a child that is clearly not his.
Same.
Why do you care so much? But at the same time, he is a detective. He has these ties with Bonnie and Annalise. So maybe he just feels the need to do it. I did feel like he put this unnecessary pressure on Annalise. Mm-hmm. Because I think he sees, just like we've mentioned in other after shows, that Bonnie and Annalise have this bond. It's almost like they're each other's best friends. So maybe he feels like, you're close to her. You know her. You were there, you know, when she was being cross-examined. You were the one cross-examining her. He feels like Annalise almost owes something. I'm like, this is none of your business. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Just stay out of it. So I'm conflicted.
Well, I think it's a side of Nate that I don't know if we've really seen before, and we see his emotional breakdown at the end, and we see how much this trial is really affecting him, everything he's going through. And I do believe Annalise when she told Bonnie, when she was like, he did it because he wants you to experience what he's experiencing now with his father. And she's like, do you believe him? And she's like, yeah, I do. And I actually do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Putting Annalise in the middle of it, I mean, it was bound to happen, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know Bonnie that well. Annalise knows Bonnie that well. And it is something, that's something massive. Like, you need to know if your sister took your baby that you thought was dead. Like, this isn't just like, oh, like maybe like someone cheated on you or something. Like, this is massive family drama, and she has every right to know. So I'm on Nate's side with this, honestly.
I honestly disagree with that. I don't know if Nate has the best intentions in doing all of this, because I feel like there's something else, there's some hidden agenda that he has to have, because why is he going through all this trouble just to find out this, if her child is alive or who he is?
Even when Annalise told him to leave, you know, Bonnie's sister's house, he still stayed. He's like, and I think that's going to be his downfall. So I just feel like he's putting himself in the wrong situation for no reason. Like, he has no right to say, you know, if Bonnie should know this now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the time.
I think that's it's a super good point. I am on the same page. I flip back and forth literally by the minute, but at this moment, I'm on the page as well as it being almost a little sketchy with Nate. First of all, we all know my love for Nate runs very thick. But I do find it a little odd that he is so invested. I understand that he and Bonnie kind of got this closer relationship when she started working at the DA's office and everything, but it's just a little much. Like, the thing that made me think that tonight is when Annalise is like, why do you still have these files from Denver? You said you destroyed them, or I think he said he destroyed them. Either way, everyone thought he didn't have them. They didn't know he had them. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell them that he had them. And it's like, he's not doing this for anyone else. He's not even doing it for Annalise. I mean, maybe he is, but they're not showing it to us. And so it's just a little odd to me that he's going so far above and beyond, especially when he has his dad's stuff to worry about. Now, do I believe...
Maybe he's using it as, like, a distraction.
Yeah, that's a good point. And do I believe that what he says about, you know, this gives her a chance to get her, you know, this happiness back that she thought? I do believe that, because he is, you know, when you go through these experiences yourself, it makes you want other people to feel that as well. But it's totally different, and it's not just a good situation. It's, hey, this kid that you had when you were raped, that you thought was dead, your sister stole. So it's all, it's also a lot of unhappiness with it as well. So I'm conflicted.
But do you think his intentions are bad, though? Do you think what he's doing is bad, though? Because, like, let's think about Nick's character. Like, if there is something shady with it, don't you think it's for him to protect the crew? Or do you think that... I don't think he would try to intentionally harm Annalise or Bonnie unless he's trying to do this to Annalise and we're not seeing that backstory of him trying to get back at her for something. Like she said, like, are you doing this to have, like, an upper hand on me? I don't buy that.
I don't
it's
either.
Hard to say.
He would never do something with ill intent, but I just think there's more to the story than just him trying to make Bonnie feel a good experience by saying, hey, your longtime baby might be alive.
He's just bored. He's not working.
Such a deep, serious thing that I'm like, Nate, what the hell? And he knows how serious this is. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's definitely some backstory that they're not telling us. I'm sure they'll show us in a flashback. But then part of me, I don't want to believe that Nate would have any ill intentions. But do we all believe that Nate has fully forgiven Annalise Keating? Like, you know, they've had their fair share of, you know, fickleness where they kind of go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so I know that we're in a whole new season, but some things just don't change. And I don't know, like, why does Nate care so much? It's like this big missing gap of this piece that we don't have.
I don't know. I don't think he's petty. He's not like Connor. I don't think he's going to, like, get over it and, like, have Annalise prove that, like, she really likes you and cares about you a million times over and then still be there to yell at her and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think no. I think that he has gotten over it.
Yeah.
And especially because she made, like, the first, like, olive branch when Nate was dating... Nate's dating the woman who works at the DNA.
Uh-huh. I call her DNA lady.
Yeah,
DNA lady. I forget her name every time.
DNA lady. And she was like, yeah, like, she's really nice. Like, I'm happy for you. She had said that, like, in an earlier episode. And it was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So now, like, this friendship is actually real now.
Yeah.
I hope for the best.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see. Everything always develops.
It's a definite hope for the best situation. I do think he has forgiven Annalise. I think it's all water under the bridge. But, you know, there's always a lot of stuff with it. And he's going far, you know, as far as getting the DNA sample, which led to his lady breaking up with him. Mm-hmm. Can't say that I'm so really sad about
that. But do you think that was like a real relationship?
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he really cared about that.
It's like the old DA. I'm going to forget her name. But who he dated, whatever, last season, who was so cute, who we had in here, and she was amazing, by the way. But I think that... I did think he actually kind of liked her because we saw more of it, but I also think it was like, no. It's a very convenient thing.
It was a convenient thing to happen.
So I'm not super... I'm not torn up about that.
Yeah.
Either way. In chat, everyone is pretty much saying that he's doing it for good intentions. E.B. Morris says, I just feel like he's a natural investigator, which he is, you know.
Investigator.
He is. Nate is the best investigator on the show because he's the one that always finds out the good stuff.
Frank, what about Frank, though?
But they're different kind of investigators.
Frank will chop your fingers off.
But I think Frank is going about finding out information a lot better than Nate, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, different. He's doing it in a sneaky way, different. I guess. But, yeah.
The levels to it.
And Oliver is the best investigator. Let's be real.
My little Ollie. Okay.
Exactly. I want to talk about the case happening, or, you know, the big case anyway with this one, with Nate Sr. because, oh, also, before I get there, though, I just remembered. Julie is Bonnie's sister's name, and he
not
has her
Connie.
ID and everything.
No, yeah. Not Connie. Not Connie.
No not more Connie. Hashtag Connie, guys.
I kind of like Connie.
Still just call
I like Connie,
Connie.
Too. Right?
Let's write to the show and be like, you should rename her Connie.
I kind of like the name Connie, but whatever. The DNA sample, I almost missed over this whole part. Y'all, I took so many notes tonight because I'm telling y'all, information overload to me. The DNA sample showed that it was not Bonnie's son.
You are not the mother.
That was my best horror impression. So that kind of rules that out. I know we all have our theories about who it is and if Gabriel's tied to it or whatever. But honestly, when I saw the kid, you know, with his sister, I was like, or her sister, I'm sorry. No, I didn't think that because it's way too convenient. But then I was like, oh, that would just be so nice to take that off the plate and be like, this does not have anything to do with the whole Gabriel thing. Mm-hmm. But I knew it wasn't going to be
that easy. Really? We have so many episodes.
Because we know, like, they try to, if it's ever too obvious, then it's probably not quite there.
Yeah.
But in my head, seeing Julie and this teenage boy, at first I was like, they're going to want us to think that it's Bonnie's son. But I think that's actually Julie's son. Mm-hmm. And I'll save the rest for predictions.
I get so, like, shook when you say Julie, because I'm just thinking Connie.
Julie.
She was in here last time. She didn't get the whole mess up.
They are one and the same. I like it. But this leads to Annalise actually telling Bonnie about the kid. But to me, it was such a weird interaction when she told her. No, not weird, the crying. Like, that was actually a super touching moment to me. But it was just so weird when it's like, so we found this boy, but he's not your son, but your son is alive, and you're, like, it's like all the negatives that I was talking about earlier, just, that's what comes to fruition. So I'm almost like, should she have told her? I don't know. What did y'all think about that moment?
I mean, for me, I think I just put it, I try to put my, as much as I can be in Bonnie's shoes. That's a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
That's a big shoe.
Ooh, that's a deep shoe.
I just thought about it. I was like, wait, do I want to be? Anyway, but if I, even if it was so tragic like that, and it's hard to really speak, but to know that you have a child out there, like, she has the right to know. And if she decides to chase after it, she decides to go and find out if who her kid is and want to be in that kid's life, that's her decision. Mm-hmm. But she should at least know about it. No one's saying that now you have to go find her or find her, him, and hunt him and all of that. And that's exactly what Annalise said, like, during the conversation. Like, I support you, whatever it is you decide to do moving forward. But that's why I just think she had the right to know, even if it is sad.
Yeah. That's true.
You have the right to know as a mom, you know.
And then it's like, what would happen if Bonnie found out that Annalise knew and didn't say anything? Then that's a whole other thing. So I do think ultimately it's the right decision. But it was, you know, Annalise and Bonnie keep having these super touching, almost like they're friends moments.
Yeah.
Like
mother and daughter, kind of.
They are, but then, like, this is the first season where we've ever seen them like this. It's always been a snip, 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 and then a random love sesh. Like, when they talk,
love sesh.
What are we gonna call it?
When they talk and they interact with each other, it's very like, so tell me, like, tell me about your boyfriend.
And laying her head on her shoulder, like, all these things. It's just very, almost sometimes it's, like, too much to where I'm like, what's going on here? But I still like it. It's like we said before, mother-daughter-sister relationship. Sometimes they kind of piggyback on different relationship types, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. And she's just helping her with advice on Ronald Miller. Yeah. DA.
Yes, we finally have his name.
We got it down pat. Giving her this letter trying to make their relationship official. Do you think that's a good idea or not?
I thought
hell
that,
no.
What?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
I was going to say hell yes.
To make it public,
I just feel like it's going to backfire in some way, shape, or form. I still don't trust Ronald because the way he was kind of acting towards Asher and Bonnie from last episode and this episode. So I still don't know what to fully think of Ronald Miller. So I'm keeping my eye out for him, but I want to believe that he's good and that he's going to do well for Bonnie because she needs this. So I feel like.
But what would be the bad side to that? If they made it public, I don't see anything that
well,
could be.
Well, because of everything of people looking up her files and everyone's always wanting to know what's going on with Bonnie, I think it could backfire to the, if they see something of her, you know, in a court case or on TV for some sort of reason, anyone from her family, you know, could take that and run with it in some way. I don't know exactly how, but I just see it going downhill.
Yeah, anything more in the public eye, Bonnie doesn't really need that.
Yeah.
But to see how excited she was walking down the hall at the end with that piece of paper.
That really hurt.
And then Annalise called and was like, oh, I know, I heard you, like, grunting. You're like, oh no, like, don't answer. I'm like looking for you kind of.
Yeah, I did not want her to answer because she was in such a good mood. And then Annalise called her, and I was like, don't pick up that phone because it's just going to ruin your day.
I know.
Yeah, this episode actually made me like Bonnie a lot more.
Same.
It made me see how much she's been through and how strong she actually is as a person, as a character.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I feel like she doesn't deserve all of this. I'm on team Bonnie now.
See, there you go.
Don't y'all think they're trying to, like, set us up for something, though? As soon as they make us, like, love a character the most, like, oh, you don't like her? Let me make you love her.
Or let me kill her.
They're gonna make us, like, not even want to like Bonnie, because I just feel like they're gonna make Bonnie so mad, and we're gonna see a completely different side of her.
We kind
of
saw that.
Like, we've seen her. Yeah.
I feel like it's starting to change because after she found out about her kid, I feel like that's when she snapped, and that's probably when she's gonna go off and kill all those people.
Well, wasn't she like in a hoodie in the preview, just like sitting there talking and like just not looking like her normal self? I think she was. I think there was some little in that fastness. I have to watch it once again.
Yeah,
but I think we see kind of maybe a retaliation.
She has her like dark eyes, and she's like, "This is not good." I don't know.
Yeah.
I still think that I don't totally trust D.A. Miller whatsoever. I do
what
think he genuinely
done,
well I still go back to the moment last season where he is like, I know you, why you got this job, like, do you think I'm an idiot? And he was so harsh with her, and so obviously I just think there's some sort of ulterior motive with it. Do I think he actually really likes Bonnie? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it's you know, in a lot of people in that situation, the reasons why they get themselves into things aren't completely legit. Mm-hmm. Think about Annalise has a lot of power. Bonnie is essentially, even though she doesn't work there anymore, Annalise's right-hand lady. Now, granted, he's on the governor's side. Whatever. I just don't fully trust him. I think there could be more to that situation. And I do think that it has disaster written all over it whenever any press finds out about any of the stuff that Bonnie's done. It's just more eyes prying.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I think the relationship contract may not be such a good idea.
The best thing to
exactly
do.
But yeah. I guess we'll see how that turns out.
You guys are the ladies and you don't believe in love.
We believe in love. Think about it. I mean, if Bonnie is also in the public eye, she's been on cases with Annalise. Mm. Annalise has been in the public eye for negative reasons to where it's affecting her own cases. You know, it's not going to look good. Plus, with Ronald Miller always getting into the car with Annalise and then talking with Asher and then talking with Bonnie, like, whose side are you on? What is up your sleeve?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm a softie for a romance. So I'm hoping that it's all genuine. I think it's genuine. I don't think that Ronald Miller has any intentions to harm.
We're gonna bet money.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm a softie for romance as well, which is why I still keep my flame for Annalise and Nate going. But we're not even gonna talk about that because I know y'all kill me.
April.
I know y'all kill me. Well, or we could. Nate and me.
I love it.
Yes. Before we start talking about the case, Nadine, you have something for the people.
Ooh, I do. I have something really fun, actually. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
So seriously, thank you guys. You guys are the best. just, yeah. we love you, and we couldn't do this without you, or we'd be just talking to ourselves.
Exactly.
Like we normally do every day. So this is a great relief.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And we read all of y'all's comments, all of the ones on the YouTube.
We read all of those comments. And even though you guys don't like me, I will win you over. I will win you over.
We very much so appreciate them. So I love reading all of them. I have a few to shout out later, by the way. Okay, so on the case, Nate, I was literally about to say Nadine. Sorry.
Hey, yes, now finally I'm a character.
Exactly. Make a cameo appearance.
Annalise is finally doing her face case, Nate Sr., obviously, which is why Nate is maybe a little more on edge at this time. It was a good refresher for me because I honestly forgot that they were doing the insanity plea. I as soon as they said it, I was like, oh yeah. But then to hear the reality of the best he's going to get is a mental facility.
Yeah.
It's just, it's awful.
That's until it's until it's explained at the end though. Until like that conversation comes out and then you're like, yeah, you kind of get it. And I think he understands that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that the moment at the beginning of them all kind of talking and Nate Senior saying like, oh, I can't wait to sleep on your couch and whatever. And a few of the things he said, you know, Nate had told us in the beginning when this all started that his dad did have these mental issues. That's how it all, you know, the plan happened anyway. But he's, you know, they're kind of making it seem like he's over them, but I don't think he fully is. I mean, I guess maybe, you know, depending on the state of someone's mind, maybe they never will be. But it is interesting. One of my favorite parts of the show tonight was them talking about the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And is that proven that he said that, or that's just what like other people
they have statements. So that's all you can base it off of because it was so long ago. So you just go by what people said before. Mm-hmm. And then because they made sure for him to say that during this talk with the psychiatrist, then it kind of reinforces it, because how was he really supposed to know to say that again if he's really mentally ill? So I think that's what you have to go off of. I mean, it got them the trial, didn't win them the case yet.
That's true.
So the cake may not win the whole cake.
You just gotta kind of go with what you can.
Just a slice of the cake.
Yeah. But it just made me feel bad, but I understand why Nate was like, ooh, so Pops, you're gonna have to, you know, you won't be able to stay with me. But I think also part of that was, even if he didn't have to go to a mental health facility, I don't think Nate would have wanted him on his couch. Even though that's your dad, I mean, you were, you know, accused of aggravated murder.
He definitely murdered the person.
Well, yeah. But it's like, do you want that person in your house, whether it's your dad, your brother?
Yeah,
for me, that'd be a heck no. No! You murdered somebody!
That's why Nate... What? That's why they're rebuilding, or how what they're showing them as rebuilding. Because, you know, Nate doesn't not love or didn't not love his dad because of that, but it was, you know, all the stuff when he was a kid that happened, but he seems to be moving past it. I actually think that Nate would act like for his dad to live with him.
Let me ask you guys something. If you were not raised by this parent for most of your life, and then now you guys are building this bond, so it's still new, it's still fresh, and then they did murder someone, you know this, you're trying to get them off the hook, you're going to let them under your roof?
If that's my
dad. I don't think
it's
a good idea, but I think he would want to.
Yeah, when I was watching that scene, I was thinking about my dad. Dad, I hope you are watching. No, yeah, I was thinking about my dad, and I was like, trying to see if I was put in that situation, what would I be like? And I would definitely want my dad to stay with me, and I would be heartbroken if he had to go to a mental hospital.
Yeah.
And then especially when he was like, can I see you? That's all I want. I was like, oh my gosh, my heart was hurting.
I think that's where he needs to go, though. That's the whole purpose of all of everything Annalise is doing, is that people are not getting fair trials. People that are poor are not getting the fair trials and what they need. Mm-hmm. So this man, he did not need to go to jail. He needed to go to a mental health facility get-go. That's where he needed to go. So if all these years have passed and he hasn't gotten treatment, he's probably worse. And you know, even though he's getting better now because he has hope and he has an understanding, you're still not 100% whether Nate wants him there or not to go back into society right away.
Absolutely.
At least be
not.
At the mental health facility for X amount of time, have professionals sit there and look at him, not just the jail doctor, or not just throwing him into the SHU
for anything.
You know what I mean? Like, he actually needs serious help if he's had any of those issues before. He's not just magically cured.
So. Yeah, right. Totally. You're completely right.
You know?
Connor is kind of killing it in this, and he's the one that comes up with this, or it kind of tells everyone, like, he has to prove that he didn't know what he was doing was wrong at the time, right? Yeah. The difference between right and wrong. And, you know, Annalise kind of makes this very clear to him. And at first, he's upset, mainly about the chocolate cake thing. Because they're, like, you know, pretending to interview him. And they say, you know, do you remember saying this? Do you think that that was wrong? And he's like, heck no, I'm not going to say that. And this, it was such, like, a weird feeling, this part of the show, or every time this case came up today, because it makes you feel, because you can tell he's better than what we know of him before. Mm-hmm. But he still has his moments, like in the beginning of the episode where he seemed a little off. But it's so sad to see him be like, why? I'm not going to say that I wanted a piece of chocolate cake after I just murdered this man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I, for a second, didn't think, whenever he was actually being interviewed by the what was it? It was his psychologist, whatever it was, for the psych evaluation. I was like, not investigator.
No.
But when he was being interviewed by her, I for a second thought that he wasn't going to say that. And then when he did, he's like, I just remember wanting a piece of chocolate cake. It almost just like made me sad. Even though it's the best thing for him, ultimately, it made me sad.
Well, it's hard to have to lie about something, to admit something like that when you're not in that state anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not fully, obviously he's aware now. He's aware of right and wrong. So it's a different state than where he was before.
Mm-hmm.
And to have to admit that when you have full understanding that asking that after you murder someone is the most absurd thing that could ever possibly happen.
Yeah. It's a hard pill to swallow.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's the best thing for him. And then it kind of redeems, because I was like, oh, they're going to leave us feeling like this about the situation. But then the conversation with Nate does redeem the whole situation, where he's like, are there bars? Will I get to see you? You'll get to have your own. I know, right? The tears just come. Will I get to see you?
I saw you looking at me. Like, what
are
you
about? No,
I was eating like my popcorn.
No. During the show, literally, and this show does it to me a lot, but literal tears came to my eyes, because it was such just a good moment. And then they kind of lead us into the happiness of it. The, oh, we get to use our insanity defense.
Yeah.
Which is, ultimately, that's the main thing. It is better than him always being put in the shoe or being in jail, being behind bars. It's got to be better than that. I mean, maybe not, but from how they're making us think, it seems like it is. And it was such a good moment between Nate and his dad. And it's just, he's come like full circle with the situation.
Yeah.
So it was very touching.
It was touching.
I'm
still feeling it.
Just that whole acting, and I wanted to shout out the actor Glenn Turman, only because I remember him from A Different World, which is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and which Aretha Franklin sang the theme song for that, and also Coolie High. Whoo, that's a really good one,
I don't
one
know
too.
Coolie High, but I'm going to look it up.
Look it up, but I just wanted to shout out Glenn, because I was like, I know him from somewhere, and that's where it is.
Yes, he did.
Wait, who was he?
He was one of the teachers in A Different World, and then in Coolie High, I want to say he was one of the students, because that's like from further back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
I was like, that's an old student.
Yes, he was amazing. This leads us all into this moment back at Kaplan and Gold, where Annalise picks Connor as her second chair. And we'll get into, you know, how it leads, how this kind of confrontation leads. Of course, we know it happens by Oliver hacking and whatever, but we'll talk about that in a second. But Connor basically, even though she names him second chair, he just runs into her office and starts being a little biatch boy, to quote Annalise. And just about why would you, honestly, when it was happening, you'll have to tell me what you thought. Because when he's like, but why would you call the president? But why did you want me? I'm like, these are all good things. Like, what in the, I understand maybe you wanted to do it yourself, but you flunked. Like, you got to have some help. You asked me for help. Exactly. You showed up to my door suicidal. You seemed like you wanted some help. Mm-hmm. It was honestly crazy to me.
I was honestly kind of blown away and shocked. Well, I wasn't shocked by Connor, because he always does this, I feel like, every season. Him and Annalise always have this, like, they butt heads moment, like, at least once every season. But I feel like he was doing pretty well this season, and just to kind of see him blow up like that, it was disappointing. You have everything that you were wanting right now. You're about to get married. You know, Annalise wants you as second chair. Why are you blowing this, like, apart.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, and everything that she's done for him, too. Like, to make up for everything. Like, they're, finally, things are cool. Things are good. She got you back into the school. Mm-hmm. All of that. He's just a spoiled little insecure man. And I hate saying that, but
I know.
Just seeing it, like, even Ollie said to him, like, don't go, don't. And then it was just kind of, like, done. And see? There's, and I love so much how Annalise put him in his place, like she always does. Yeah. She needed to say that. She had to say that. She shouldn't have had to say it at all. But
yeah.
I mean, because the whole Connor thing just annoyed me so much. Like, he is a grown ass man.
Thank you.
Grow up. Yeah. Like, you guys all have your past. You have your history. You all have murdered people.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's covered it up. Everyone's done dirty stuff. Just, like, let her doing something nice for you be about that and not about something more malicious.
Yeah.
And Annalise is always saving everybody. No, I'm with you on that. She's always saving everybody. And it's like, she's always kind of getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm honestly tired of it. Annalise just needs to go in on all of them.
Seriously. Well, whenever he's like, she just lies about everything because he wants to know why she chose him. Okay, I understand you wanting to know that. Sure.
Like, what's the big deal, though?
But also, like, there's a time and a place. Mm-hmm. And it probably should have already happened. But I get him being curious because it's, you know, it comes up in the conversations tonight. But why, either way, she still chose you. Mm-hmm. That was a really good thing that she chose you. Mm-hmm. And guess what? She got you back into school. And just her chewing him out was so amazing and being like, I'm trying to save the world. I'm freaking Martin Luther King.
Yes.
I was like, okay, go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that she put him in his place. And I'm glad that everyone else heard it because he needed to be put in his place.
Absolutely.
And then it leads her to choose the impassioned Gabriel as her second chair instead.
Yeah. And I mean, just one last thing, though, about the Connor thing.
Yeah,
like,
last
season, just, like, they worked so closely together. Mm-hmm. He was with her during that amazing, amazing victory and win in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said his name on the steps out there, basically saying that he had a hand in it. She's done all of this, got him back in, and he's still like that.
I'm grateful.
And then did it at the office in front of everyone. Anyway, I'm just so passionate about that.
Yeah.
Like, I got so frustrated with him.
Yeah.
Like, just frustrated with him. I'm disappointed.
Well, it just makes him, I mean, straight up look like a fool.
Yeah.
She makes him look like a fool, which is what I think he really needed to be in his place. I normally think Michaela needs to be put in her place. But she actually kind of, you know, did pretty okay.
She's a level 8 now.
She's
a level
10. Yeah. She's still at, like, I don't know. She's like still at 10 for me. But I like Michaela. I like Bonnie. And Connor definitely, I mean, he's just been on one lately. Mm-hmm. Maybe he has, like, the jitters for his wedding. I don't know. It's just all these things. And there was another part. So when Frank, okay, because he's doing all these background checks on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's wondering, so he's like, okay, so you guys chose me. Why? I feel like no matter what answer they would have given him, he would have never been satisfied.
No, of course not.
And also, I'm wondering if they're going to start doing some flashbacks, you know how they do,
mm-hmm.
To let us know a little bit more backstory on Connor, because I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the Michaela thing.
Yeah.
When Tegan was telling her about how she's an 8 now and not a 10, and Michaela, like, had this smile, mm-hmm. that also made me emotional because I was like, all right, you go.
I was like, Michaela, you're cheesing too hard right now.
It was a good moment. But it's like, and she did good. She did a good thing. I did like her involvement in this whole Ruthie's burger thing, mm-hmm. but she just needs to learn. Like, it's just like Tegan told her, and we'll talk about the case, but, you know, and Michaela wanted to go in with blackmail, saying, oh, we can get her because I used to have to clock out for these breaks that I wasn't supposed to clock out for. And when Tegan tells her at the end, she's like, essentially, you're an idiot. You're going to start an attorney-client relationship with blackmail. That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So I was glad that she did the grunt work like Tegan wanted her to do. I do too. But I'm happy that it also didn't work out because that's the dumbest thing. So she still has these crazy ideas. She's very on this, like, do whatever you can to win and whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just not necessary and obviously isn't the right thing to do sometimes. So I just wonder if she's ever actually going to learn that or if she's not.
Well, that's like the Annalise kind of schooling of law in a sense. And I think Annalise is kind of backing off from that a little bit. Like, she's not using Frank that much. I feel like she's really, she's proud of what she's doing and she's doing it in the right way.
Yeah.
But Michaela is trying to be Annalise, and now she's trying to be Tegan, and her whole mindset for how to do that is just trying to get sorted out. I don't know if she ever will.
Well, the big difference between Annalise and Michaela right here is, you know, this whole Ruthie's Burger thing is they're trying to get this client that's going to be a $1 billion client, and they need it because they need money, obviously. Yeah. Annalise knows the importance of that because, one, homegirl needs a job.
Yeah.
Two, her clinic does not run unless Kaplan and Gold actually makes money, which runs her.
I also want to know what he did in London.
Same. Definitely. For sure. But Kaplan and Gold making money runs her clinic. The clinic runs her, you know, the trials for
everything.
Everyone. Yeah. So she fully understands. So even when Ruth goes to touch her hair and she is clearly highly offended. You know what she does? She still just, like, puts it past her. Now, she makes a comment, sure, which I thought was definitely going to lose it for him. But even, I can't remember who it was, if it was Connor that walked into her off. No, when she's talking to Gabriel, and he's like, how can you, you know, defend this oppressive client who, you know, has a manager that fired all of their black employees? She's like, because that we have to have clients. That is how you make money. And he's so offended that she would get into, he's like, this business, why would you do this? You know, I got in to break this. And she's like, I'm getting in to break this. I'm doing it. Which is so true. But that's where I think she and Michaela differ so much, because Annalise can kind of, you know, something happens and she doesn't like a client, just like we saw in last week. And you know what she does? She still does whatever she can to win it. But Michaela can't just quite figure out the right ways to do that.
Yeah.
It's a maturity level.
Exactly. Which is why she's not likable.
Yeah.
To some. Yeah, I won't say it everybody.
Not going to say names, but... Yeah.
To some people, I guess.
Yeah.
But they end up winning the client mainly because of Tegan, and Tegan says, you know, Tegan's need to step down. And then she has this little moment. I did, like, random sidebar, she and Annalise dancing at the salsa bar at their place at the beginning.
Was I the only one who thought, like, something was going to happen?
No, you were not. No. I was like, she's feeling something. I don't know.
It was a very special moment. I really liked that. Their friendship. I really like their friendship.
Yeah. I almost don't want them to make them hook up or whatever because I like them. Annalise needs just a friend.
Yeah.
And she's dipped her toe in the lady pond, obviously, and Tegan is full on in the lady pond. I don't want that to happen.
I don't know. You know, Annalise doesn't care. She's been up that creek before.
Yeah, she needs a friend, though. You're right. She needs, like, just a homie. Like, just someone.
Someone besides Bonnie.
Someone.
Yeah.
Just someone. She
does. A homie lover friend.
Yeah.
Friend lover friend.
I want to talk about the kids. You know, I always call them the kids.
Wait, whose kids?
The younger people. So Annalise and Bonnie are the adults, and the
Keating
kids
five.
Are the kids.
Keating
the Keating five. Yeah. So there's this whole weird thing going on, obviously, with Frank still investigating Gabriel. He doesn't really find much, but what he finds is that Oliver has been doing the same thing, but Oliver's doing it because he found out that Frank was doing it. So there's a lot of investigating going on, but so far they're not finding anything except for the fact that Gabriel beat a guy's face in, and it just so happened to be the doctor that was over-prescribing his mother with pain medication. They find this in his, that he talked about being raised by a mom like that in his Middleton application. Frank says this is all happening, or that he's investigating Gabriel, because he does that for all of Annalise's students.
That was a good cover-up.
I think so, too. Obviously, we know it to be total BS, but I still just have no idea why he's actually doing it.
I don't know. I feel like we want to think one way about Gabriel, and now, and I've had all my theories about it.
I've never liked the guy.
But, like, maybe he's there for something else that isn't bad. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he is just so, we see how passionate he is about everything and about changing the world. And maybe he actually does want to know about all these people because he's researched them. I don't know. That's a weird prediction, kind of. But I'm kind of leaning towards there's another reason Gabriel's there.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it weird when he was searching Bonnie after he met her. I found that weird. Also found that, like, too obvious because I don't think that he is Bonnie's kid, so I found that it was too obvious.
I don't
obvious
either anymore.
To...
I have a prediction.
It is Annalise's kid. Like, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, CJ's right about everything.
We'll see. I think that, you know, there's definitely more to Gabriel, but the sketchy thing about him is that we got to remember about he's keeping his laptop and whatever in a locked thing underneath the fireplace. And he is investigating everyone, but that's also a smart... To me, it's a smart move as a law student to know these people that you're, you know, in very, very tight close quarters with, you know, they're always in cahoots about something. So it's like, I think it's smart of him, but there's more to it. Mm-hmm. But then we also see him take a phone and he's talking to his mom, mm-hmm. and Oliver is very interested. And when Oliver gets very interested, it typically mm-hmm. leads to more.
And then everyone else is going to know about it, because Connor will know and he'll tell Michaela, and then they're all going to know about this, and then mm-hmm. something's going to come out.
Exactly.
Yep, and then someone's going to end in the snow. Yeah.
Someone is definitely in the snow. We had a little bit of Asher tonight. He has FOMO. That's
him and Bonnie.
Asher for
the yeah, night. That's basically it.
That was definitely the weirdest thing ever mm-hmm. when he tells Bonnie that he sometimes thinks about her. I was like, you are just lonely.
Bonnie just kept saying Bon. And I get weirded out when he says Bon. I get it was
me
cute.
Too.
It was never cute, actually.
It's not cute.
It drives me nuts, for sure. Okay, let's get into some news and gossip.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. All right. So news and gossip, of course, we're going to keep up with all of the cast members. So let's start with Connor, who is also known as Jack Fallahy. And he has been doing so many new films. And a lot of times during our news and gossip, we've mentioned a lot of the short films he's done. So this one is called We Are Boats. He posted this on his Instagram. Ooh. And it premiered today at the Orlando Film Festival. So that's really awesome.
That's so fun.
Yeah, like especially to do a film like that. You're doing How to Get Away with Murder and all these mm-hmm. other projects. But I love it because you can see that he truly loves the art of acting.
Well, he's so talented. Yeah, he's even though we're talented. Mad at him tonight, his character, we're not I know. Mad at him. You're killing him, boy.
Right. But Jack, we love you.
We love you.
So another character who we love, but I know that CJ says he doesn't like him, Bay. Rome Flynn, a.k.a. Gabriel.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We're not still sure who exactly he is, but he is in this new film.
Is that Logan
or movie.
Paul?
It is Logan Paul. So this is a movie called The Thinning 2. So, of course, it's a sequel. You can watch it on YouTube Red, which is also YouTube Premium, so you have to pay for it. But Logan Paul, if you guys know him, he's a
also
social media.
Also, by Maverick, Logan Paul's merch.
Maverick. Oh, well, honestly, I'm not really worried about Logan Paul, because if you know who that is, you can Google him. He's been very controversial, so he's not really my cup of tea, but he might be your shot of tequila. I don't know. But check it out on YouTube Red if you want to support Bay. Okay, support Rome. All right, so Viola and Annalise Keating, Viola Davis. Okay, so she also has a new movie. So everyone has new movies out. I love it. Hers is called The Widow's Movie. You might have seen the trailer for it, but that is coming out, and it's directed by Steve McQueen,
ooh,
which is
nice.
Super exciting. Yeah, so this is her, the picture's at the Chi-Town, Chicago Film Festival. For Widows.
Oh, she looks stunning there.
Yes. So this new photo, she, speaking of Annalise or Viola, she is on the cover of British Vogue. And this is not for this month. I believe she hasn't confirmed it, but it might be for next month's issue. And she looks gorgeous in white. She looks angelic.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's absolutely stunning.
And so then next, speaking of cast members, so you see here Matt McGorry and Rome Flynn, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Asher and Gabriel together. And so if you look towards the caption, Matt had originally said, seriously, who the F is Gabriel? Who are you? Mm-hmm. And Aja Naomi King, which is Michaela, she says, yeah, what he said. So I just love how they're all kind of in on this thing. But it's nice to see them behind the scenes.
I love it.
Cheesing it up. So the next photo, I really wanted to share this one because we have Tegan, aka Amira Van. This is a hot picture. We always see her, you know, with the uptight bun, but now she's, you know, she's zhuzhing up her hair. She's touching her hair. Only she can touch her hair, but I just thought we'd show this nice hot flick of her. So if you want to follow her, go for it. But yeah, that's us keeping up with the cast, and that is our news and gossip. But I know we have some more.
Yes, I have a special piece of news and gossip that I wanted to show y'all. This has a little bit to do with last week's episode. So you know, number one How to Get Away with Murder fan, the Keating Five, a.k.a. Niles Reacts. You all know him in chat. Last week's character that Annalise was defending was named Niles. Not the real Niles. Messaged one of the writers, and he said it was a shout-out to you. Niall says, no way. The writer says, yes, we did it specifically for you because you're such a great fan. They named a character in the show after him.
So incredible.
That is awesome.
Niles is Niles?
Niles was Niles.
That is awesome.
Except I imagine real life Niles is not a psychopath. Right. Like the one on the show.
Yeah, but I loved
hearing that. That was so, so cool. And I'm like, when can we get a person named April?
And that's Jamie. J-A-I-M-I.
And that's the show is so amazing because they care so much and they're doing it for the fans. They're doing it just for the story. It's just, I love it.
I love it.
That was a great surprise.
Thank you. We only have a little bit of time left, so let's do some predictions.
Wait, special segment?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I want to very, very quickly, because we love reading y'all stuff in the YouTube comments after. This one was from Carmen Sarit. This is last week. Bonnie probably has an identical twin sister who raised her son and now plotted him against AK and friends. Also, I think we see the Bonnie we see at the wedding is not Bonnie at all, but it's her sister. We see a picture of Bonnie's sister tonight, so we technically know that to not be true.
Yeah.
But there's still more. Let's go with y'all's predictions.
Here you go.
Okay,
girl,
okay.
Get
so
it.
One of my predictions about Gabriel, he could possibly be the nurse's son. Remember the nurse who was on shift when Bonnie's baby was stolen?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, this is just a theory, so don't laugh at my predictions. Okay, it's my prediction.
It's
a bad note. No, I just want to say it. So I think that it could possibly be her son because he did say that he grew up in a single parent household. We don't know who her man is or whatever that situation might be, but he also said that she had to kind of go on pills, so maybe she was in such a depressed state because of what happened on her shift, and maybe she was working with the doctors, maybe they felt some type of way because of what happened on her shift and they were sabotaging her, giving her these pills. It's a prediction, bear with me, but maybe that's his mom, or maybe somehow he is related to Julie, Bonnie's sister. And maybe Bonnie's sister has more than one child.
Ooh.
So maybe she was getting on with a black man, and then Gabriel popped up, and we have that. I don't know.
TBD.
Let us know what you think.
That's deep. All right, I'm going to go talk about what's going to happen in the future in a month and a half.
Okay.
I was predicting that it was Nate who's there because of how devastated Annalise is. But now that they're showing Nate's phone in Bonnie's hand, is that too obvious that it would be Nate there that's dead? Or is that them wanting to give us more puzzle pieces? I'm going to say it's not Nate. I don't know who it is yet. I'll figure that out next time.
I think that in the snow, it's either Nate or Oliver because Oliver's still missing. I also think Connor might have something to do with it because his reaction was just like really weird. Like, has anyone seen my husband? It was off to me.
Yeah.
So I think Connor has something to do with something that's happened.
Mm-hmm. I like that. A lot of people in chat think it's either Asher or Nate in the sun, or in the sun, in the snow. That was what we got a lot of. I said Nate. I still kind of think it's Nate just because I'm like, who else could it be? And Bonnie, in the preview for next week, clearly seems to be a little pissed at him. I don't think pissed enough to murder him, but then there's still the whole thing with Christopher being there, and I just don't know. But I also, I don't think Gabriel, the whole Gabriel and Bonnie's son thing, I don't think they're connected. I think they're totally separate, and I really think the show's kind of moving us toward that way.
Yeah.
Our special segment?
Do we have enough time for it?
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
All right. Special segment, Keating's Best. We are figuring out who basically is the MVP of the show for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys think?
I think it was Keating. I think Annalise was the MVP of the show. I think she told
Keating's best.
Yeah, so. Well, I think she was the best. And I think that she told Connor off. She did amazing with helping Nate's dad. And I think overall just comforting Bonnie and just everything. I loved her this episode. She kicked ass.
That was my answer too. Wow. Annalise, hands down.
Mm-hmm. Annalise, hands down, 100%.
Yep. Okay, no. I had someone in mind. Who was it?
Clearly, they must have
been back. We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all so much for watching. Remember to comment, like, subscribe. We definitely want to hear what y'all have to say. In the meantime, y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Hey, guys. Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on IG at Jamie Gray.
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me at Nadine Dalapel.
Catch you guys next time. CJ out. You can find me at ICJ Walker everywhere, even on YouTube because I'm a YouTuber.
Woo! See y'all next week.
See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.